Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is a bit of science. Today the topic is wind power, and in particular the testing of a new style of wind turbine blade designed to adapt itself to high wind speeds, which can overload the blade, reducing efficiency and increasing wear on the system. The information came from an article on the IEEE Global Spec website. Wind turbine blades with a twist are undergoing tests by David Wagman, December 12, 2018. Three innovative 20-meter-long rotor blades with a novel bend-twist coupling will be tested over the next 4 months in an effort to learn how effective the blades are at dampening peak loads during strongly variable wind speeds. Rotor blades equipped with bend-twist couplings are able to adapt to variable wind conditions by themselves. At higher wind speeds, the blades can bend or twist, thus offering the wind a smaller impact surface. The smaller surface is intended to reduce the overall load on the system, potentially increasing the wind turbine's life and its power yield. In order to fully capture the structural and aerodynamic behavior of the blades during the field experiment, the project partners integrated measurement systems into the blade structure. The blades developed as a part of the Smart Blades 2 project were designed by Fraunhofer Institute for Wind Energy Systems and built by the German Aerospace Center. They will be tested at the U.S. Department of Energy's National Wind Technology Center, part of the Colorado-based National Renewable Energy Laboratory, or NREL for short. The Smart Blades 2 project is funded by the German Federal Ministry for Economic Affairs and Energy and is being carried out by Research Alliance Wind Energy with partners DLR, Fraunhofer IWES, and 4Wind. Industry partners include GE, Henkel, Nordex, Econia, SSB Wind Systems, Suzian, Senvion, and WRD Waben Research and Development. Inside the rotor, blade systems will continuously control how blades behave under the diverse wind loading conditions the turbine will test. The turbine's tower and the turbine's housing or nacelle are also equipped with measuring technology, enabling the team to measure the whole system's behavior in detail. The resulting measurements will be correlated with data on wind conditions, which will be recorded by a LiDAR-based measurement device for these NREL tests. The device will rest on top of the nacelle to analyze the wind field both in front and behind the turbine. By the way, LiDAR is like radar, only using light beams instead of radio waves to make these measurements. Researchers said that comparing structural behavior measured by the sensors with the wind data will show whether the rotor blades achieve the desired behavior. At the edge of the Rocky Mountains northwest of Denver, the wind conditions can range from a very low speed to powerful gusts in winter and early spring. This will make it possible for researchers to assess the Smart Blades 2 rotor blades on a variety of environmental conditions. Design variation will start with data analysis while measurements are still being conducted and will continue until the autumn of 2019. The project is intended to help support wind energy industries in developing rotor blades with the bend-twist coupling that may pave the way to implement this technology. Well, if they get the controls right, this should work pretty well to fine-tune the rotor performance. When you think about it, giving the turbine blades a chance to change their shape and angle to the wind isn't much different than what the controls of airplane wings do to adjust to the airstream that they're in. Nor is it very different than what a sailor does to set the sails to get the most out of his sailboat over a variety of conditions. It is even somehow related to why I twist my body sideward when I'm walking into a strong northwest winter gust. Although this has little to do with increasing performance, and much to do with lessening the wear and tear and degradation of my exposed face. Thanks to IEEE Global Spec, and until the next bit of science, goodbye.